Hello, friends.
Happy New Year's Eve. I'm actually really sick right now, and I've been sick for like a while now. But just wanted to post one more time before the year ends because I only posted twice. And I feel like I was going to post more, but then I got really sad and then I was like, you know what? I don't want to do it. And then let's see. What else happened? Okay, well, I finished my first semester of college. Woo, exciting. I passed all my classes, surprisingly. And I don't know. I feel okay. I'm really sick, though. I have a really bad headache. And I just wanted to wrap up my year by doing a podcast because I think it helped me in the beginning because I like talked and stuff. And hopefully next year I post more, I guess, because I like doing this. But sometimes I get sad and then I feel like unmotivated, and I've been really unmotivated to do anything. Like right now, I just showered, and did I want to shower? No. When was the last time I washed my hair? I have no idea. But that's what dry shampoo's for sadness. But yeah, I don't know. This year was good. It was better than last year. But I think I could have improved in a lot of things. But it's okay, because that's what next year's for. And yeah, hopefully next year I get a new job. I get my shit together. I mean, it's not like I didn't have it together this year. I could have had it more together, like better. Hopefully next year I make friends. Because this year, the beginning of the year was like, okay. Actually, no. The first 2 months, like January, February, April, I literally wanted to die. Like, I was so sad. I was in such a bad place. I was so depressed. I would cry every day at school. I would call Oscar, like, every other day crying because I didn't want to be at school. Keep in mind, I was in high school still, but I'm so happy I'm out because I didn't have that this semester, thankfully. And I just feel like not having to be in the same environment every single day helped. And not having like the same schedule or routine every day really helped me this semester. And hopefully next semester is better and I actually study. Because what I learned this semester was that there's like a million different ways to like learn and study. And we don't really learn that in high school. And high school is like very structured. And I feel like we should have more freedom in high school to like study and like, because in a high school we get everything handed to us. I feel like I learned because like the teachers like talk to you, like you know them, you see them every single day. And in college it's like so different because like you're so alone. And I think like the switch was like very drastic and like new for me. And we don't get like, okay, in high school they like, I guess they tell us like, oh, you can't like ask for curbs, you can't ask for this. They're very how do I say it? They're not there as much as like high school teachers are, I guess, because you don't see them every day, you're not as close to them. But like if you ask them to like curb your grade or like for a bonus or something, they will. Because like I got a 79.7 in my stats like class, and I was like, hey, like you just rounded up to a B. And it was like, yeah, sure, like no problem. And I was like, okay, cool. And let's see, like a lot of teachers are like very strict, like no, we don't do that. But then others are like, if you just ask. And I think that was like scary for me because I don't really like asking for like extra stuff, I guess. But you just have to learn to talk. And I did not know how to do that at the beginning. And it was really scary for me. But at least I know for next semester how to manage my time and like my work and my schedules and all that. But anyways, so that happened. School. And then I think like my social life and all that, I have a like my relationships and friendships, just they're okay. Like Oscar, we're good, we're great. Next year hopefully we're going to Spain, traveling more. And then this year we went to Florida, and I don't know, I feel like we're good. We've always been like good because like we talk and all that, and I love him. And I feel like just my friendships, I need to work on that, because like I have no friends, at least that's how it feels like. Because I don't know, I spend too much time in my own head stressing over stuff I shouldn't, and just thinking about stuff that's irrelevant to my life. And I can really work on that, because honestly it's winter break right now and we're like 3 weeks in or 2 weeks or whatever it is, and I haven't hung out with one single person except Oscar, and that's fine, like whatever. But like shit, I'm seeing all these other people like going out with their friends and stuff, and I was invited out. My friend invited me to like go eat with them and stuff, and I don't know what happened that day. I think, oh no, I was in the hospital, and I was like, oh no, because Oscar was really sick these past few weeks, you know, gallbladder stones or whatever, just the usual. But yeah, he was like in the hospital and stuff, and obviously I want to be there for Oscar, so I was like, no, sorry, I can't. And they understood, it was fine. But like, yeah, I haven't been invited out since, but you know what, it's fine, it'd be like that. But I think I should start talking to people, because like I need friends, I need to go out and actually socialize. I don't know, but it's okay, next year will be better. I have friends, I'm just like scared. I'm scared of texting first, because that, what if they're like, ew, like why is she texting me? I'll be like, I don't know, maybe because I want to talk to you. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry, I'm so sick. I've been sick for like, what day is it, it's Tuesday. I've been sick since like Friday. Yeah, because I didn't go to work on Saturday because like my body was like actually dying, and I feel better now, but I really can't. Yeah, you literally, wow. So me and Oscar were talking about me becoming a surgeon, and I was like, I can't, like I wouldn't be able to become a surgeon because like I can't focus for more than like 2 seconds. And he was like, yeah, you literally pee every 5 seconds and move around too much. I was like, oh true, I literally can't stay in one spot for like more than 2 seconds, because I'll just get distracted. I don't think ADHD is like something, you know, but I don't think I have that, because I can focus if I try, but like if I don't, it's just, I'm a whole mess. But yeah, hopefully your is way better than mine was, because everyone deserves all the happiness in the world and stuff. But hopefully next year is better. And I know like a lot of people are like, it's the same, like whatever, like if you keep your habits that you have like now, like nothing's gonna change. And I'm like, I've changed a lot of things. Like, I've changed the way I talk, the way I just, like, live. I try to be, like, less toxic in a way, because I know I struggle with being really mean sometimes and having, like, no filter. But I do have a filter, because, like, when I'm mad, I don't have a filter. That's the thing. And, like, I let my emotions, like, take over, like, my brain stuff and all that. So hopefully next year I get the help I need, because I've been struggling a lot, and it's nice to have a good support system like Oscar. And I don't know, hopefully I get my shit together, because right now it's 11:54 and I just got out of bed just to shower, and I haven't ate anything, and I probably should. So it's just the little things I have to work on. And it's nice to like reflect and like say it out loud, because I actually like can listen back to this and be like, oh yeah, that happened. But I think this year was good. I finished my last cross country season. It was great. I mean, it could have gone better, but there's nothing I can do about it now. So I enjoyed everything good that happened to me this year, the bads, the goods. It was a good summer, that's all I can say. I mean, okay, January, February, April, terrible years. I turned 17, great, whatever. I didn't know I was gonna do that, but I did that. I saw Panic at the Disco, I saw Scotty Sire. Who else did I see? Ariana Grande, shout out to Oscar. But yeah, I think this year was good. Went to Florida, saw the beach for the first time, the ocean. Wow, that's crazy. But I hope you guys have a great new year. Thank you for listening to One Day at a Time with Yenny. I'm Yenny, of course. And I'll talk to you guys next year. Hopefully you guys spend the holidays with your family. I know holidays and like this whole season can be really hard for a lot of people, but just know you're not alone and there's people out there you can talk to. And just keep on moving, keep on pushing through, because it gets hard sometimes for all of us. And just know you're not alone, and I'm always here for any of you people. So yeah, I hope you guys have a good one. Happy New Year. Make it a good one. Talk to you guys next year. Bye.